This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class. And I'm all excited. Blockbuster. Bert's with us. Blockbuster this hour. No kidding. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy 722.
Bert, what do you have on the blackboard for us today?
Well, Vince, on the blackboard we have so many subjects. I ran out of both chalk and board, but I started writing on the bulletin board and everything else. So I'll quickly give you an update on the economy and the stock market. Nothing much happening. Next week's going to be the big week for that with the GDP report and the Federal Reserve meeting, so let's leave that to next week. But today, in class, we have Miss Julianne in person to tell us about her experience and everything that went on, which we've covered for the past couple of weeks. Then we're going to talk about the trucker protest in California that has literally shut down the Port of Oakland and what's going on. Then we're going to give an update on solar storms, which is a topic we've covered often. And if time, we'll answer questions from class if time permits. Vince, is that enough?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm really excited to hear about Julianne and what happened. So can you give us a thumbnail sketch of the original situation?
And then, okay. Well, real quick, if you recall, Miss Julianne had been defrauded through illicit eBay site, and Venmo took money out of her account. She was distraught. She asked me for help, and I did the best I could, tried to help her. Then nothing was going through with Venmo, so I escalated it to here, USA Prepares. I asked you for the help and the class as a whole to help. And so Julianne did get her money returned the Thursday before last Friday, and right now, without further ado, can I introduce her to class, Julianne?
That would be delightful. Welcome, Julianne.
Hello. How you doing, Vin?
Really, really well. I've got a big grin on my face because you prevailed. You prevailed with your case against Venmo. Can you share with us
all of your help? That's the reason why.
Well, we're glad to do it. Can you share with us some of your thoughts? What happened?
Well, what happened was I'm not really a high-tech person at all. I don't get on the computer a lot to do a lot of things. I just use it for basic needs. And I went to type in to find the eBay website, and mistakenly, which is the biggest problem here, and the number one error that I made was I didn't type in www.ebay.com. I just typed in eBay, and I was led to this bogus website, which was asking me questions and somehow connected me with somebody that I got on the phone with, and he started asking me questions, and they're questions that I sound familiar, but something was always jarring me in the back. I always felt like something's wrong here. And it wasn't until it was too late that I realized something was going on, and I stopped and I hung up the phone. And I called Jim, and Jim helped me out, told me what I should do next. And that's pretty much the story. simple as I can say.
So, class, Bert's real name is Jim. But I've been calling him Bert for 50 years. So to me, he's Bert. And so what really happened? You were out of money. You were defrauded money through big tech, meaning Venmo, right? And was Venmo helpful? Did they want to help you initially or not?
They denied my claim right away. And I didn't feel that anyone really gave me the opportunity to tell my story. No one called me at the time. I just received emails, and they weren't leading me anywhere. And then I think because it was mentioned on your program, and then things started to happen. I kept getting more emails and more emails until it was led up to PayPal. One of the people up there that deal with the escalating problems got a hold of me through email, which I never spoke to the person in person. I got a call, and somebody called me way high up there and said they would call me back since I didn't answer the phone. And again, I missed that call because I was busy working. And from there, it just happened. They just realized that, wow, this was fraud. What happened was this: they got into my Venmo account when I was on the phone. The criminals, and they could have got more money, but Bank of America had gone in because I had an account there, and they stopped the transaction, which could have been because. I mean, finally, they realized money was being taken out that I didn't have, and it got stopped, but I had no money, and my Venmo account was cleared out completely.
So you use Venmo in the normal course, or you used to use Venmo in the normal course of business, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It just, transactions, yes. I only took money, and I really never paid anybody through the account. Mm-hmm. Neither did I ever move money. One time in the 3 years I've used Venmo, I sent some money to somebody, only one time. And all this time, I've never made any transactions to my account, moving the money from Venmo to my bank account. On an instant transfer. Not once have I done that because they charge you $25 and I didn't want to pay that fee. I always did the 3-day standard transfer. But I never heard but obviously no bills went off for them. And then I see this transaction saying, oh, yes, you're sending money to blah, blah, so and so. And don't worry, you don't have the funds. We've covered it. And I thought to myself, how could they take money out that I don't have?
And then didn't they come after you for money that they gave someone else without your permission?
Yes, sir. They sure did.
And how much money was that?
That was $884, but the whole amount that they had taken out was close to $1,800.
Mm-hmm.
But this was already, the money was already gone, and there was a third transaction that tried to go through. The third transaction is when they actually took care of that transaction for me because they said, you don't have any funds, but we got you covered.
So it seems to me, from talking with Bert off air and on air, that Venmo really gave you the runaround, didn't respond, wasn't in your corner, responded. When they did respond, it was, hey, we're helping you, but they didn't help you. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
And so they're reassuring you that they are your friend, but they weren't helpful. And then all of a sudden, when we authorized here at USA Prepares our entire class. We authorized them to act as USA Prepares investigative reporters. We gave out the phone number for Venmo, and we said, you are all authorized as part of our class to investigate this situation. And I have a feeling that the number of calls that they received, combined, calls from USA Preparers, combined with calls from Bert, combined with emails from Bert, with a link to the class that said we would be giving out the telephone numbers and the names of the board of directors of PayPal, which is a parent corporation of Venmo, and we would give out the names and phone numbers of the board of directors members right here on the air, and we were not going to back down. I have a feeling that though all of those pieces came together and caused Venmo slash PayPal to say, this is a big problem. And additionally, Bert contacted a U.S. congressperson.
Yeah.
And that person was involved. So the pressure was going up.
Yes.
On Venmo and PayPal. And then at the last minute, one day before the Friday class, last week, they gave in and said they were going to give you your money back. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is correct. I was led to, in an email that I received, I had to complete 3 of 5 possible transactions, meaning that I had to, just recently, they sent me something, and it said, please change your Venmo password and PIN, and we recommend such and such, and they asked me to take a picture of myself, with my photo ID, and a picture separately of just my photo ID. And I did send that to them right away. And just yesterday, I got the money returned, and my account is open for me to access now. Now the idea is, where do I get the money sent to, or how do I get the money? Because I don't really want to give them another account number. And so that's my dilemma right now, how I get the money actually returned to me, now that I can access it.
Okay, so your profession is you are in the beautification business. You are a hairdresser. Yes. Are you going to use Venmo anymore with your customers?
I'm not going to. I don't think it's safe. I don't think they have enough security for what I do, for what anybody does. It just doesn't feel safe. That's my idea.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when I get my hair cut, I pay in cash. And I think you can condition your customers, your clients, that, you know, to save you all money, you know, the economy is not working so well, and to save you all money, cash would be better because that way we won't have to raise our prices to cover the cost of these electronic transactions. So, you know, in the future, if you could pay me in cash, that'd be wonderful. And I think you can condition your customers to do that. And if they can't do it, well, they'll probably have to go someplace else. That's how I would handle it. You know, you'd love to have them. You think they're wonderful. Cash is the medium of exchange now.
Yes, that is a good plan. And my clients are very gracious people and patient. And especially since this COVID has happened, ever since COVID started, people are a lot more kind, I think, because they understand that every person has gone through their own struggle.
Julianne, would you like to stay with us through the next segment? That means staying with us during the commercial break. And then Bert can join in and share some insight as to some of the actions that he took to help resolve this. Would you like
sure.
to stay?
I'd love to. Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about USA Prepares versus Venmo. And Julianne was the victim. And so we decided that we just could not let this stand. So from my understanding, Julianne has been indemnified for the loss. She's been made whole. But here's what Venmo did not do. Venmo did not jump in initially and say, whoa, this is really serious. We've got to stop this kind of fraud. We can't let this happen. We are going to make you whole. They didn't do that. They didn't do that until they were pressured by letters and the escalation of USA Prepares and Bert. And during week number one, which was a couple weeks ago, Bert was in constant contact with me, and he said that nothing's happened. And I said, I know. I know nothing is going to happen until we escalate this. And what we really need to do is let them know that we are not backing down and we are absolutely in this for the duration. We will not back down. And we are going to escalate it, and we're not kidding about giving out the phone numbers of the board of directors members for PayPal. And Bert, you contacted a congressperson. And I read the letter from the congressperson. It was, you know, very nice. Hey, thank you so much for letting us know, but we can't help you. Isn't that what it said?
Actually, she did offer, it was Congresswoman Anna Eshoo. She did offer some tips on things that we could do, so I don't want to characterize that way. Also, it turned out coincidentally she had been involved in two bills, one to protect against internet fraud and one to educate consumers about internet fraud. So it turns out this was something close to home for her. So did she do anything behind the scenes that got PayPal, who also has headquarters in her district, hard to say, but it was PayPal, the parent company, that stepped up ultimately to put an end to the stalemate. Might be, you know, a difference without distinction because it's the same company, but it was somewhere up there at an executive at PayPal that ultimately likely made the decision to restore Julianne's funds. And so you're absolutely right. And what's sad is for most people, they're just going to give up when they keep getting letters saying, we resolved your issue. Unfortunately, you know, it looks like you made the transaction, so nothing further we can do. Probably for most people, that's where they're left at. So we do need better controls. Venmo is known for having lax security. They've, as I mentioned, had other problems in the past. So let's hope that things improve for people going forward from here, Vince.
Yeah. Julianne, any comments that you'd like to share?
I just want to thank you so very, very much for all your help. I don't know what I would have done without you two. I really don't.
Well,
this show, and I have to go out of town today, and when I drive, I'm going to plug in the podcast and listen to your show. and more of them. Because you've been so helpful.
Julianne, let me ask you this. You and I and Bert all talked on the phone when this first happened, you know, after the funds were stolen from you. And we said that we were going to get them back. Did you believe us?
Well, I find that Bert is the most helpful man I've ever met. And he really comes through for me. And I'm just so glad that he's in my life. And I did believe it. That was my only hope for you two. It was, because I just kept being denied. And I thought to myself, when do I get to tell my story? How can I make them understand what truly happened? And I take responsibility for my actions. I will never again give out anything, any of my financial or information over the phone, unless I'm 110% sure that I'm speaking to the people or persons that I actually wanted to connect with.
Yeah. And there are people who will act like they are your friends when they are not your friends. And I just want to share this maybe as a final comment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five people were injured, four critically, in a stabbing on a Chicago, Illinois train in the city's north side. The incident happened around 2 a.m. local time Friday on board a Red Line train near the North Clybourne Station. The station remains closed and is being bypassed during the investigation. An arrest has been made. The Supreme Court will not allow the Biden administration to implement a policy that prioritizes deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest risk to public safety. The court's order Thursday leaves the policy frozen nationwide for now. The vote was 5-4, with conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining liberal justices, saying they would allow the Biden administration to put in place the guidance. SCOTUS announced they will revisit the issue in November. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
China will launch the second module of its Tiangong space station on Sunday. It will be the first laboratory module to be added to the space station after the 16-meter-long core module was launched in April of 2021. The latest module, called Wen Tian, or Quest for Heavens, will launch on a Long March 5B-Y3 rocket. As many that have seen the Hunter Biden laptop files understands U.S. laws have been broken, the Biden Department of Justice is a different story. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax, believes the Department of Justice is working on the least offensive charges from the Biden laptop.
Hunter Biden's left a trail that any prosecutor would be hard-pressed to turn a blind eye to. Now, the Department of Justice is trying to figure out what they could do, in my opinion, to charge Hunter Biden with the least possible offense and protect him from congressional oversight. That's been my fear all along. I've predicted for months now that he would be indicted before January when Republicans took the majority. And when he gets indicted, and we ask him to come before the Republican majority House Oversight Committee in January, he'll say no. We'll subpoena him. He'll reject the subpoena. We then take the subpoena to court. The judge will more than likely look at that and say, well, he's already under investigation in a federal court, so we're not going to require him to show up for a deposition or for a committee hearing.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
My final comment for Julianne, or cut off at the. At the last and the last segment, my final comment is, and this goes to the entire class, be careful who you trust. Don't believe anyone who you don't know personally. And here's the proof. When you call for information on the phone and you're talking to someone you've never talked to before, and they say, we'll get back to you. Like if you call Verizon, yeah, we'll get back to you. I've got it on my personal calendar. I'm going to call you back. I am personally going to call you back. And they don't call you back. You can't trust anyone whom you don't know personally. And that's the proof. And it's not just Verizon. It's company after company after company after company. People do not mean what they say. They do not honor their commitments. They don't care about you one iota. It's not just you. They don't care about anybody except themselves. Julianne, any final words?
Julianne has, she thought she was, she could leave for her appointment that she has to, okay. at her shop, so she's departed.
Great. Okay. So, Bert, do you want to flesh this out with any of your thoughts?
Well, I think she said it very well, Vince, and, you asked, what other things I had done. She listed them all. I mean, I think it was getting to PayPal corporate that ultimately made the difference. But it's a lesson for everybody, as you said, be careful who you trust. And ultimately, probably at the end of the day, it's down to yourself, your family, or, hopefully your family and close friends. And, I'm dealing with a situation right now. I'm not escalating it to USA Prepares, at least not yet. But I'm dealing with a car company right now. I can't tell you how many different customer service people I've spoken with, and all it was exactly like you said, Vince. I'll get back to you. Don't worry. We'll research it. And, it's gone on for months. So, you hit the nail on the head on that one. So, unfortunately, that's the world we live in. It takes persistence. Obviously, the more money involved, the more persistent you need to be. But it's just the way things are. But the most important one is be careful on the Internet. Because it's not what it seems most of the time. Just be careful with anything to do with financial transactions or personal, personal things. I mean, you know how many people have put posts on Facebook that have come back to haunt them, whether it's, applying for a job and they check your Facebook posts or people posting things on your site. I mean, one thing, it's they don't make it easy, but you can limit your Facebook to only have people who are your friends to see what goes on, so not publicly available. I think everybody wants to do it. They don't make it easy to find the button to set that. I know, Vince, you don't use Facebook. I use it very rarely. But you just need to be careful. And again, and even Facebook, ads will pop up for bogus sites selling things or offering you things or who knows what, because they'll accept advertising from almost anybody. So it's just the world we live in. You got to be careful out there. And, unfortunately, sometimes you learn the hard way. And that's what happened here. And I think we can all be thankful we've had a good outcome for Julianne.
Yeah, so the question is, class, if you had a peeping Tom in your neighborhood, let's say you lived in a development or a neighborhood, and you knew that one person in that neighborhood was a peeping Tom, and this guy liked to get on a stool and look over a privacy fence at a young girl swimming in their bathing suits, one of your neighbors who has young girls, let's say, and they have a swimming pool and they have a privacy fence, and the daughters are out there swimming in their bathing suits, and the peeping Tom is looking over the fence. How much would you trust that peeping Tom guy? Well, the king of the peeping Toms, in my opinion, is the guy who is the face of Facebook. That guy is the king of peeping Toms in my neighborhood. So how much trust would you put in that guy with your information that you post on Facebook? Here's a recommendation. If you're going to use Facebook, put a new picture of yourself out there. And whose picture should this be of you? It should be a famous actor or actress at a distance. A publicly available image. Anyone you want. Pick one that you like and use that image. And change your name. Change your name to maybe something that's close but not exactly. Change your address. Change your contact information. Change the things that you like and don't like. Delete some of the pictures that are out there about you. And slowly turn your Facebook image from who you really are to something different from who you really are. Okay? I would not put information out about me on Facebook. I had a Facebook page for USA Prepares for one purpose, and this was years and years ago, and that was to do one thing, to say who was going to be on tomorrow and who, what the topic would be. That's it, period. And when I realized what Mark Zuckerberg was doing with Facebook, I pulled the plug. And you can too. But some people are addicted to it. Bert, what's next?
Vince,
you want to talk about any of the other things that we've done?
Vince, I want to give class an update that, believe it or not, the Port of Oakland is shut down again. And I think it's an interesting story, Vince. And can you guess why it's shut down? You know, it's not COVID. It's not supply chain. It's not because the boats can't get through. There's a bottleneck. Can you guess why the port's shut down, Vince?
I know why it's shut down. I know why it's shut down. Because of oppressive regulations preventing people from earning a living.
Well, you're exactly right, Vince. There's a truckers' protest, and basically there's a bill in California that says it's very difficult to work as an independent consultant. Now, think about truckers, independent truckers who, in many cases, own their own rigs. That's really the most important thing in their life that they own, you know, other than maybe their home is their truck. And this new law that's gone into effect is forcing truckers to have to join a company and become an employee, have to join a trucking company. Now, think about that. You own your own truck. You're an independent trucker. And we know something about it, Vince. We used to eat at a restaurant near our company headquarters called the Truckadero, where every other table was a trucker waiting for an announcement that there was a load going to Sacramento or to Los Angeles, and they'd quickly scarf down their meal and jump up and say, I'll get it. So we know these guys. They're salt of the earth. Well, this bill is forcing them to be employees, and it's totally crazy. Now, the union likes it. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters calls this law, quote, a massive victory for exploited truckers. But the Trucking Association, the California Trucking Association, which sued, says it's going to make our drivers very much harder to own their own trucks and operate their own hours and make a living if you force them to be classified as employees. Legal battle is stalled. The Supreme Court said they will not review this decision that basically stayed the law. The truckers are asking the governor to meet and help, or even just talk to us, discuss it. He refuses. So the truckers have been protesting in Oakland, and the port's been shut down again, this time having nothing to do with COVID, nothing to do with supply chain. Well, it is going to affect supply chain because things aren't moving through there, and yet it's at a stalemate. At this point, I don't see any breaking news that anything's been settled, so I don't know how long it'll go on, but the truckers are frustrated, and honestly, Vince, I don't blame them. This law is crazy. It's forcing people to become employees of companies that they don't want to join. They don't want anything to do with it. They just want to work for themselves and their families and drive trucks, and they had nothing was getting, they couldn't get their message through, so they decided to shut down the port. Not a good thing because it's going to affect supply chain for us here on the West Coast, but that's what's going on right now.
It's not just the truckers. It's farmers as well. Farmers across Europe are protesting because governments are saying you will reduce the amount of nitrogen that you use by 90%. Now, obviously, the people who are making these rules don't know anything about biology. They don't know much about botany. They don't know much about how plants live. If you take nitrogen out of the equation, there will be no plant life. They can't live without it. So the government in Europe, the governments in Europe are saying you farmers are going to reduce the amount of nitrogen that you use. That means that food will be reduced. That means that you won't be able to grow grass for cows. You won't be able to grow plants. Farmers are in the gun sights, figuratively, of government, which really means that the populace is in the gun sights of government. Without nitrogen, you will not be able to eat. It's that simple. And yet, there are these environmentalists that are saying, yay, this sounds great. Let's remove nitrogen from the equation. If you buy a bag of fertilizer, it has NPK. N is nitrogen. Why do you put fertilizer in your garden? So it'll grow. What happens if you don't put fertilizer in your garden? Or compost, or some other source of nitrogen? Doesn't work too well. That's where we are. So it's more than just truckers. It seems like it's everybody. Everybody is the problem, according to government. It seems like, but they're not the problem. Government's blowing up small countries, rockets, mortars, aerial bombs. That seems to be okay. But farmers and nitrogen, that's not okay. Truckers wanting to be independent, that's not okay. I do not have a job. Bert, you do not have a job. We have our own companies. We want to be independent. I'm not going to work for somebody else. I'm only working for me and my family as the CEO of USAPrepares.com LC, as in limited corporation. Your thoughts when we come back, Bert?
You got it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, back to you.
Vince, this is amazing, but literally I have breaking news from the governor's office on the trucker protest in Oakland. Vince, breaking news. Governor Newsom has issued a statement. Can I quote it to you?
Absolutely.
California is committed to ensuring that our state's truck drivers receive the protections and compensation they are entitled to. This administration has employment tax incentives, small business financing, and technical assistant resources to support this essential industry. California will continue to partner with truckers and ports to ensure the continued movement of goods to all California residences and businesses, which is critical to all of us, unquote. Vince, can you figure out what that even means?
You know, for today's class, I have a note to talk about speechwriters. And speechwriters are people who write things for people to say. And we used to have, like, Abraham Lincoln wrote his own speeches, right? Gettysburg Address. He was smart enough to write his own speeches. I'm not saying I agree with him or disagree with him. I'm just saying he was smart enough. Now we have politicians who have to hire people to write things for them to say because they can't seem to figure out how to say it. We've lost statesmen. And that is the difference between USA Prepares and other major broadcasts. And here's why I'm saying that. We don't have a backroom staff. We don't have people to make phone calls for us. We have to do our own research. Bert, you do yours. I do mine. Dr. Shuley does his. Rich does his. Gwyneth does hers. Greg does his. Okay. We all do. Kyle does his. Kathy does hers. We all do our own research. We have no back room. That's why when you ask us a question, we know the answer because we actually do it. These other people don't know the answers because they don't do it. They have a team that does it for them. And when you say, here's a quote from the governor's office in California, it made absolutely no sense. He didn't say he's with the truckers or he's with the union. It was this bland, it's like something that would come from the White House press secretary.
Yep.
Back to you.
Yep. I think the only press statements that and from a government official that outdo those are statements from our vice president, and someday we can quote some of those. Vince, I know we're running late, so I'm just going to give a teaser. We can cover it next week, but a new study from Lancaster, England, from a university there, has said that they have been able to detect that solar storms and coronal mass discharges, something we've talked about, are interfering with train signals. And so this is interesting. They're not affecting the trains themselves. They're not getting into the microprocessors and the control board, at least not yet. But what they're doing is offsetting the electrical currents that control the train signals, and they're causing train signals to malfunction, which, they say it increases the amount of time a train can be delayed. I think it could be a lot worse than that if they're affecting signals along train lines. But they've detected it, and it's something more to worry about. And I think the reason to worry is if it's, a storm that's not of, major catastrophic energy, but just, say, a medium solar storm where everyone goes, oh, look at the solar lights, the nighttime lights and the aurora and everything. Well, those smaller storms are actually affecting train signals, and that's something to be concerned about. And ultimately, what I believe is probably going to have to have a program where we harden those signals, shield them, whatever we have to do for the cabling, which is probably just unshielded cable that's run along the train lines. It's just another thing that we're now finding gets affected from the energy from solar storms. Vince.
You know, Bert, as you're saying that, I was thinking that the number one antenna array in the world would be power lines, above ground power lines. That's the number one largest antenna array that we have as humans. The number two would be railroad tracks. That would be, in my opinion, the second largest antenna array would be these two parallel tracks running above the ground to pick up signals. And that's what happened with the Carentan event in 1859.
Yeah.
So it is an antenna array.
It's hard to believe, but train rails were actually bent in 1859.
Being bent right now with the heat. Right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we're talking about the overhead lines, which are more susceptible to a lower level storm getting interfered with. But yes, 1859 was so strong, literally the rail lines were bent from the energy from that solar storm.
Bert, I have another request for you for class next Friday, hour number two, and that is capacitors. Would you consider adding that to your list, how dependent we are on these things that nobody talks about other than USA Prepares? Capacitors
sure.
are in everything. Everything.
Yep.
Everything that is electronic has a capacitor. And even a battery is a capacitor. Bert, thanks so much. We'll see you next week, same time. Same station.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.